Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And look at this. CJ is in the studio with me, socially distanced, but it doesn't really matter either because, well, we've both had the coronavirus, so.
We're safe. We're negative.
We're both negative now.
We're being careful.
But we have the antibodies.
You just told me before we went on the air, nobody has been on this mic or these headphones since I was months ago.
This is true.
So this should be good.
So welcome back. You know, CJ and myself are in the studio, and then we have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web. That's Captain DeMartini. That is Bubble Boy, of course, Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks, Barry the Bugger, who, by the way, has the coronavirus now. So, yeah, he's joined our little club.
Barris.
He was jealous. And,
felt, no, I wasn't.
So welcome back. Yeah. You know, CJ.
Wait, who's doing that nonsense?
Turn your radio down, okay?
What the heck is wrong with you people? See? We can't. The squad is a little off their game.
Do you know
think.
How I heard how Barry got the corona?
How did he get the corona? Free chili?
He was licking a toilet seat.
Really?
It's one of the ways.
Barry, you care to comment? Is that true?
That's not true.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know where it came from because we've been socially distanced from everyone for a long time.
You
and
have.
You know, I work in an office where I am the cook, the cleaner,
right.
Those iguanas brought it to you.
The iguanas could have been, or it could have been a family member, because your whole family got it, right? So it just kind of spread throughout.
Yeah, everyone's. This is truly a quarantined household. I'm going to put a big biohazard sign right on the front door.
Well,
how are you feeling? You look okay.
Yeah, you're managing okay.
Yeah, I felt like I had the flu for about 4 days.
Right.
And, it started, I think, on Monday, and then by Thursday. You know, the fever broke, and Friday was feeling a little better, and today I am. Yeah. But, you know, it kind of goes up and down as the day goes on.
Right. Well, it'll do that for a little bit, and then hopefully you'll manage okay, like CJ and I did. And now we're getting back in the water next week, heading down to the Gomez Hilton for the lobster mini season here in Florida.
Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
We got a lot to do. Jerry the Diver Guy's going to come as well. Okay. It's going to be a good time. And by the way, we are staying at the Gomez Hilton, and if you missed it last week, Trevor was real nice to offer up a special deal on the Moray dive lights. The only way you're going to get this buy one, get one offer on the new Moray dive light, which is the dive light with the noisemaker built in together. Pretty sweet. Well, let me just show you here on Facebook Live.
Here we go.
Oh, look at that.
Showing
He's got
off all
of
his
them.
Prizes.
I got one. You get one too. But it's buy one, get one plus a tank light. That's the noisemaker. It's just the dive light and noisemaker built into one, moraydivelights.com. But the coupon code for the buy one, get one offer, you put two in your cart, and you'll get one free if you use the coupon code Gomez Hilton. So now you know, and that's our little gift or their little gift to you, Scuba Radio listeners. And that's an awesome deal, by the way.
Light them up, baby.
The only
light
way.
Light up those lobster.
The only way you get that deal is if you use the coupon code Gomez Hilton after you put two of those Moray dive lights in your shopping cart. Okay. Plus, he's going to throw in some tank lights. Those are like $20 a piece, too.
Walt, how do you feel about that? Aren't you honored?
Yeah.
I am so honored.
As he should be. as he should be. That's we've never done this before, actually.
I'm at a loss for words.
Well, you know, we can understand that. It is,
and you need a light when you go lobster hunting. As you've learned, those lobsters can dig deep into the hole, so you need to be able to see
Barry
down in there.
Barry taught me that years ago.
That's right.
Because I never used to use one during the day.
Yeah.
And he said, dude, I said, how are you spotting them? And I'm not. He said, I have a light.
Yeah. Well,
and they will walk towards the light if you shine it in their eyes. They're not exactly rocket scientists.
If you also, if you make this noise like they think they're going, you know, it's the rapture. If you go,
no, I that is wrong. That is fake news.
Oh, I've done it. It works.
No, you use your moray dive light. Here, little lobster.
Greg, stop shaking that like a shake weight.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it looks like.
It doubles as that little exercise device. Hey, all right, look, hold on, Jerry. I got to talk to Barry because he's the one who's sick today with the coronavirus, and I know he feels extra bad because he's going to miss lobster mini season. He's in quarantine now. But if there's any consolation for the fact that you got this at a very inopportune time, just know the lobsters actually might save us.
What?
Yeah. How is that?
I got some news that, well, you remember about 10 years ago, there was this herpes-like virus that was attacking the lobster you know, population in Florida or in the Caribbean. They were worried that, hey, this could wipe out the lobsters. Lobsters have recovered. But, you know, it was kind of a big deal. And, well, to refresh your memory, you know, it kind of, we did a whole song. We kind of got behind it. And I think this was probably the reason why the lobsters recovered from the lobster aid thing. So we created this little song to give them some inspiration. This will kind of set it up for you here. Not bring a little tear to your eye.
There comes a time when divers hear the ocean's call, and we all dream of catching lobsters by the ton. But there are lobsters dying because of a herpes-like virus. This lobster AIDS could wipe out our favorite seafood. We are the world. We love our lobster. We hope to bag our legal limit on every dive charter. But the bugs we're taking are breaking out in hives. It's true, all we can do is pray for you and me. Everybody, we are the world. We love our lobster. We own to bag our legal limit on every dive charter. Every dive charter. But the bugs we're taking are breaking out in hives. It's true, all we can do is pray for you and me.
Grab a big tub of butter and join
us. We are the world. We love our lobster. We hope to bag our legal limit on every dive charter.
On every dive charter.
But the bugs we're taking are breaking out in hives. It's true, all we can do is pray for you and me. We are the world. We love our lobster. We own to bag.
Well, there you go. You know, if that didn't bring a tear to your eye, well, then you have no soul.
Touching.
Yeah. And but it was a thing.
God bless the lobster.
Yeah. 10 years ago, and I think it was because of that effort that we helped spearhead that the lobster recovered.
I think it's from the incredibly brave of you, Greg, incredibly brave to put that song out, even though it was just a little outside of your range.
Just a little. But I figured, heck,
how did you transfer that off of your 8-track?
Well, you know, we have special skills here. But look, here's the thing. Lobsters, it's coming full circle because there is a news report out now that lobster blood might be a solution or a cure for coronavirus.
The hell you say?
I kid you not. The blue lobster blood is they're doing some research. They think that it could be a potential cure for coronavirus.
What if we just eat a ton of tail?
Well, it can't hurt.
Have to eat it raw, or do you have to?
No, you cook it.
We'll cook them.
I say saute, grill.
You gotta drink their blood.
I don't think. What do you think we are, Brittany?
Possibly.
Eating stuff raw.
So there you go.
I can say that because she's not here to defend herself.
Right.
So she's going to beat my ass.
You know, the lobsters might save us. Just for the record, though, we're going lobster hunting this week, and despite the fact they may be the cure for the coronavirus, I'm still going to eat them. I'm going to catch them.
Are you going to suck their blood
like
a vampire?
Maybe. What do you like? What is it? Suck the heads and eat the tails or something like that?
Greg, my lobster has
sell them led to Perry.
Yeah, something like that. All right, look, we got more coming up on the World's First Radio Show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
The Florida Keys offers many underwater attractions. However, one of those is uniquely land-based at the History of Diving Museum in Isla Mirada, Florida. The History of Diving Museum focuses on man's quest to explore under the sea and is home to one of the largest collections of historic diving equipment in the world. Immerse yourself in a free series of diving presentations and programs every month. Plan your visit now at divingmuseum.org. The History of Diving Museum is brought to you by the Monroe County Tourist Development Council. Mile marker 83, Isla Mirada, Florida Keys.
Stuck in the house, your car, or just want to liven up your daily dog walk? We realize that Scuba Radio is only a two-hour show. So, what do you want to listen to the other 22 hours of the day? Audiobooks. Immerse yourself in sun, sand, scuba diving, adventure, and intrigue with international photojournalist and scuba diver Mike Scott.
Mike grabbed third gear and accelerated directly at the police car. The man fired a wild shot and then dove back inside his cruiser for safety. He thought Mike was going to crash directly into him.
Hold on!
He shouted to Carol. He knew she was about to get bounced around pretty hard. He shot off down the road. In his rearview mirror, Mike saw the two men jump into the police car with the driver, and then they worked to get turned around. This wasn't over yet.
Author Eric Douglas created the addictive thrillers Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish. So dive into adventure. Download all four audiobooks now at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, or audible.com.
Why didn't I think of that? That was my first thought when I came across the Moray Dive Light. It's a high-quality dive light and noisemaker combined. Two items that can make every dive just a little safer. The Moray Dive Light is built like a tank and can easily mount to your BC or stuffed away in your BC pocket. The noisemaker won't rattle around and activates only when you need it. Ask for the Moray Dive Light at your local dive center or pick one up online at moraydivelights.com. That's moraydivelights.com.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Dad, what are you doing in there?
I look these fish right in the eye, and they look back at me, and they see right through me. They know who I am, these fish.
Come on, baby, and do the fish. I'm gonna teach it to you right. Come on, baby, eat just like this. We're gonna do the fish tonight. Now sing it.
Fish, why not? While you're listening to the world's first radio show devoted to diving, it would be appropriate. Dance like the fish, you know, whether the world is watching or something like that. Is that what it is?
I wasn't paying attention.
Dance the fish. You know, Bubble Boy on his Facebook live stream, I believe the girls behind him are doing just that. They are doing the fish.
Is that what that
is? Greg, they're standing in line for the restroom.
Oh, okay. Well, same difference. All right.
Oh, they're doing the pee-pee dance.
Exactly.
Okay. I gotcha.
If you say so.
But how can you tell?
I don't even want to bother to just stop before we get kicked off the air again.
Oh, my boyish curiosity get the best of me again.
Right. All right, look, we do have lobster season coming up here in Florida this week. This Wednesday and Thursday is the two-day sport season for Florida spiny lobster. That means that recreational scuba divers are given the opportunity to go grab some lobsters before the commercial fishermen set their traps for the year. So we got a great shot at limiting out outside of Florida Keys or Monroe County. You can get up to 12 lobster a day. In the Florida Keys, you can get 6 a day, which is what it typically is for the season. But obviously, it's fun to do that in the Florida Keys. The problem with the Florida Keys this week, I will say, is that because of the coronavirus, like in Key Largo, Isla Mirada, they're talking about having a lot of the public boat ramps closed. So if you want to go down there on your own private boat, you might have a problem. And
I would say so.
But you could go out with Captain Slade or any of the dive operators. You know, they're going to be running commercial charters, you know, all, you know, probably 24/7. Well, not 7, 24/2. Is that what it'd be for many since?
Well, yeah, it's 2 days. Yeah.
For lobster. And it'll be a good time. But we're going down to spend some time at the Gomez Hilton. And we have set up a little private, well, it's the Crustacean Corona Crew, or Corona Crustacean Crew, which is made up of CJ, myself, and our friend Koji, who is a frequent visitor at the Gomez Hilton. Have you checked in with Koji there, Captain Walt,
who manages? I've spoken to him actually the last 2 or 3 days. He's on board for the Wednesday trip, definitely.
Okay, well,
or Thursday, Wednesday. Well, the first trip, the Thursday.
Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday. Wednesday will be the first day, and but the main thing, of course, I want him to be on board. But he is a fellow lobster slayer like myself. I mean, I'm the lobster slayer. CJ is Bug Boy. We are kind of a dynamic duo when it comes to catching Florida spiny lobster. Koji is kind of like the Blue Hornet of the lobster catching. Maybe.
Okay.
Is that right? Is it the Blue Hornet?
What are you looking at me for?
No, what superhero? Am I mixing it up? Who's the...
Green Hornet.
He can be the Green Hornet.
You're thinking of the Blue Falcon.
No, I wasn't. I was thinking of the Green Hornet.
Greg is the Yellow Lantern.
maybe. Could be. But regardless, we got a COVID crustacean crew going after lobsters. Going after the lobster. And I think we're going to slay him.
I really do. This is one of your better names.
We got us three, and then we got Jerry the Diver Guy, who is so the
three just, against one.
Yeah. They still won't win, Jerry.
What do you mean they still won't win? It's not a competition.
It's always a competition with you.
It's an exhibition, no wagering.
Right. No.
I can tell you is you tell them hell's coming.
Why?
And I'm coming too.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. That was pretty aggressive.
Jerry went out and bought all new armament.
Hey, Greg.
What'd you get? Jerry the diver guy.
Your new toy I bought you.
We're going to do a little lionfish hunting maybe then too. All right. He has a little lionfish spear. Okay.
If we can't kill it with that, we have a new spear gun.
Wait a minute.
Cool. So we're guaranteed to see sharks on this trip.
Possibly.
Just follow Jerry.
Yeah.
All I can tell you, CJ, is you better not have a pocket empty. Because if the sharks show up, I'm stuffing a fish down your pockets.
Hey now.
Huh. Interesting. That seems.
He's so
that
fresh.
That doesn't seem safe.
Then it'd be two against one.
You're so fresh.
That does not seem safe. I'm not condoning that kind of
activity. Is that a trouser in your shorts?
Keep it
up, just happy to be here?
Is that a lobster in your pocket?
We are a team. I mean, you know, obviously Jared the Diver Guy doesn't or has not had Corona, so he can't be part of the Corona crustacean crew.
Are we going to have uniforms that, like, have our name on them and stuff?
Yeah, duh.
It's going to be the CCC revival.
Yeah. So, Jerry is going to be our buddy because we'll be in a group. But he's going to have to be 6 feet apart from us minimum at all times, both above and below water. Jerry,
you carry the flag. They have to follow you.
At a distance of 6 feet.
I'm going to shoot a bunch of fish and bring the sharks in and let them deal with it.
Okay.
Sharks will be following you.
This doesn't sound like the teamwork I was hoping this was going to plan out.
Jerry's got a bunch of bloody fish on the end of his spear.
But look, you know, lobster hunting is one of the, you know, it's
and that was the last we saw of him.
but it is one of the most, one of my favorite activities as a scuba diver is to go lobster hunting. It's not even about eating them, but trust me, I like to eat them too. Especially there at the Gomez Hilton, because Captain Walt knows how to grill them up just right. Yes. I mean, he's a Japanese cooking king or something. What is it?
Yeah.
What did you say?
King? I saw the video.
Yeah, it's online.
Vinny saw it.
So it's true, you know, and he's like a, you know, he's kind of like the Gordon Ramsay of lobster cooking.
That's still
in Japan.
On, that's got to be on YouTube still.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
He's still there. He's a Japanese guru.
Well,
he goes to Japan. They go, oh, Captain Walt, oh, you the man, you. Oh,
wow.
Yes.
Okay, just stop.
Incredibly racist.
Yeah, that's not appropriate, Jerry.
He's from Virginia.
Really? Wow.
They worship him over there.
Okay, just stop it. But regardless, he's like the Gordon Ramsay of lobster cooking in Japan, Captain Walt DeMartini, and he knows how to do them. He do them upright.
Hoi!
He does a little bit of that, and then he curses a lot.
Oh, dangy.
Yeah. So we have that to look forward to. We're going to do an entire broadcast next week. We'll be from the Gomez Hilton, and we're going to take you into Florida Spiny Lobster mini season. So you're going to want to tune in and hear the COVID crustacean crew limit out on the radio for Florida Spiny Lobster. Oh, wait, COVID crustacean crew plus... I don't know. What, we got to come up with something for Jerry.
Flag guy.
Flag guy. The flag guy. He's a flag guy.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me, and then we have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web. You can see everybody on Facebook Live today, and we apologize for that, but it's just how we roll. But look, we're getting ready for Florida Spiny Lobster mini season this Wednesday and Thursday in the state of Florida. It is a blast to participate in every year. I can't wait. We usually have our big Bug Fest event, but because of the COVID-19 crisis, they had to cancel the event. So we're doing our own little private thing, but we're going to bring you along next week for this, you know, into what this is really like.
I heard since Bug Fest was canceled, we're going to have Drunk Fest.
There could be a little bit of that happening
that yet,
because it's also Jerry the Diver Guy's birthday.
Oh my God, that's right.
Ooh. That's right. So you'll get to mix 107 that.
7 years old.
Yeah.
Body in city.
You look like hell.
So we are going to be having quite the celebration next week, and we'll give you a little glimpse of what it's like with the show and everything.
Who's
too.
Who's drunk?
Well, not when we're diving. We got to focus, Jerry. You know, I mean, you know, this is work. We're
he
on
knows.
A mission to slay the Florida spiny lobster to get 12 apiece per person. And Captain Walt DeMartini, Koji, who's going to go with us as well. We I don't know if we've ever had him on Scuba Radio, but we've talked about him before. I know he's a super nice guy. He makes some incredible sushi, but he's a lobster slayer himself in his own right.
Now, is he a tickler or a looper? Do you know?
I don't know. We'll find out, I guess. But has he been scoping out the spots down there? Because he's down there with you, Walt, already, right?
I think he has. We've been talking almost every day about it, and he's got some places.
Okay, good. Good. Because that's what we got to know where to go. I'm going to call in a favor from our buddy and lobster guru, Chiefy.
Chiefy.
Yeah, cool. We're going to check in with him in just a bit and see if we can get any kind of, you know, good information out of him. Little preview. He's
you
all.
Know, Greg, we can't give that info out over the radio show.
No, well, maybe we can, as long as we can get it out of him. That's all I care.
We give him misinformation. So where we won't go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going
to
work.
Just add 5 miles to whatever point of.
No, nope, that's
six.
I don't think that's going to work, guys. But we'll manage anyway. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Have you gone diving before?
No.
I
snorkeled.
Do you like dive down when you're snorkeling?
I tried once and I like kind of threw up a little bit.
I'm running low on air. I'm running low on air right now. Need to go up to the surface. I'm running low on air. Running low on air right now. Need to go up to the surface. I'm running low on air.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm not going to run low on air. Well, let me put it this way. I'm not going to run out of air. You know, that happens a lot for lobster hunters because you get so zeroed in on trying to catch every lobster you can so you can get your 12 lobster limit during
Greg, that's a rookie mistake. You should not be doing that anymore.
Never run out of air. Actually, we'll have our spare airs thanks to Vinny Two Tanks. And we'll be putting them to good use.
But you should take them with you for sure.
Yeah, that is the plan. And that is the plan for sure. Yeah, use a spare air, whatever. But you should never run out of air. But at any time, well, the most likely time to have that happen is with what I've seen is underwater photographers. You know, they kind of get distracted on what they're shooting and they'll end up not paying attention to their air consumption and that kind of thing. And the other thing is lobster divers.
Bug hunters and shutter bugs.
Good point. There you go.
Anything with bug in it, look out.
It's just the distraction of going after the lobster, and you lose sight of what you need to focus on, which is making sure you don't run out of air. I've come low on air because when you're at the end of your dive and you haven't limited out yet, and all of a sudden you see a honey hole full of like three or four lobsters, like, oh, wait, unless how much PSI I have. I still got 1,000 PSI. I'm at 30 feet. I can do this pretty easily and still get in my safety stop. You know, you got to know what your air consumption is going to be, but you don't definitely want to push it too far. Yeah, at that point I would, but, you know, I've seen people that push it a little too far.
Don't be like them.
And it's tempting. It is tempting. Barry the Bugger, what say you?
I had a question. Have you ever seen a set of gauges that you can program so that when you get to a certain PSI in your tanks, it'll beep or somehow
shock
warn you?
I believe a lot of dive computers will do that.
That have that remote gauge, you mean, the transducer built onto the tank?
Bluetooth? Well, either that or wired. It doesn't matter. I mean, in your line. But yeah, a lot of dive computers do that. Matter of fact, we're going to be talking about a new dive computer from Shearwater that was announced this week. That's coming up in hour two of the big show today. So stick around for that. But yeah, you know, you got to be careful about your air consumption. You know, what we have a tendency to have happen during Florida mini season is we get a lot of divers that haven't dove in a long time. This could be, you know, exaggerated in that regard a lot this year because of the coronavirus. I mean, heck, that applies to CJ and myself just because we had the coronavirus and we have not been able to dive. I was planning to go dive, a month and a half ago, and all of a sudden I got this friggin' virus, and it has kept me drier than I would have preferred to be at this point. But that said, I'm laying out all my gear. I'm going over everything. I'm checking everything twice, that kind of stuff, and making sure that we are properly prepared.
Get set to get wet.
Yeah. But you know, you got to make sure you're good with your skills, so you're not just jumping back in the water after a long hiatus and then, you know, something happens unexpectedly, and then you get into trouble. So, for any people that are considering doing this, make sure that you're brushing up on your skills and you're checking your gear just that much more, because you don't want any surprises underwater, especially if you haven't been diving.
Oh, I walk around the day before a dive trip. I'll walk around the house with my BC on.
Well, you do that every week, don't you?
No, just before a trip.
Just before a trip. Okay.
I put everything on.
I thought you did that even for the show when you were connecting via Zoom virtually.
Only once.
That was just a one-time deal?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was just you were using that as, you know, inspiration to get back in the studio or something. And here you are.
Well, it would be a good idea to try on your equipment. And if you had a tank, test everything before you even come down here.
Right. Well, Scuba Radio, Scuba Squad, what are you waiting for? Get your gear on. And then you can show the world on Facebook Live today. Barry, do you feel, are you even depressed even more than usual, being that you've got the COVID-19 and you know it's going to interfere with you being able to do mini season?
Oh, yeah, because this is going to probably be one of the best mini seasons in a while.
You think so, huh?
Damn, Greg.
Well, it always seems like when we go out, we never go out early in the morning because some people like their beauty sleep.
Right. Well, we're not doing it this year either.
I know, but we always miss the first catch.
But we don't need to. We're going out on a private boat. We're going to some special spots. We don't have to get up at the crack ass of dawn.
Yeah,
because we've got a little flexibility.
And the other thing is there's, I think there's really going to be less divers out there. So I think you're going to have a much better shot at maybe equaling or exceeding the big lobster walk of whatever year that was.
Well, exactly. That was pretty sweet.
1812.
Yeah, I think what Barry the bugger is saying is that it's good not to be him.
Yes, dude, it is.
Don't
right
rub
now.
Rub it dude. In, man.
What? We might as well.
I mean, that's just like pouring alcohol into that freshly cut. That you've got.
Be kind. Greg, you need one of those kind bars. I think you need a couple of kind bars.
Really? That would do it? That
might. Quit eating prunes.
Okay. I'm just focused. You know, I mean, I don't know what to expect. I think mini season's going to be pretty busy.
Be a care more person.
I mean, Walt, you're there at the Gomez Hilton. Have you been hearing any rumblings? I mean, I know private boating down in Fort Lauderdale, despite the coronavirus, has just been popping lately, hasn't it? It's been pretty busy down there, hasn't it?
Exactly.
Mean?
Even this canal, all day today, there have been boats going up and down, paddleboarders going up and down. It's just been, the weather's really great. We're looking at good weather. It's forecasted right now to be real good, on Wednesday. Not quite as good on Thursday, but it's still real doable.
All right.
Walt, are you still stringing the high-test fishing line right at head level across the canal and
decapitating
watch
boaters?
Watch them
go
by? No, just for fun?
That's not appropriate.
It's just below head level.
Yeah.
Just below. Okay.
Chest level.
But it, chest level. It breaks away. It's just annoying. It doesn't decapitate them. Just leaves a nasty scar.
It goes, ew.
Maybe. Yeah. Pulls back. It pulls back the paddle boat.
Every couple of minutes you hear, what the hell?
That's how he snags all those paddle boarders there at the Gomez Hilton, I think.
Well, I didn't want to give it away.
Well.
Yeah, there are plenty of boaters out there, but again, I think that you're going to find less lobster divers. I think you have a really good shot this year.
Well, regardless.
Yeah, I am not jealous, but I am unhappy that I'm going to be sitting here while you all are sitting at the Gomez Hilton drinking those rum punches and eating those lobster tails, and I'll be sitting here eating my
One thing you can count on is that regardless of what we experience, we will definitely say it's the best lobstering we have ever had in our entire lives. And it's too bad Barry can't be here, too.
we'll send you plenty of pictures, Barry.
Oh, thank you.
We'll toast to you, Barry. To Barry's good
health. And I will never get my flashlight or any of the other
things. We might have one of these Moray dive lights for you. I might let you borrow mine. Maybe I'll leave one down there at the Gomez Hilton. We have a little stash of Scuba Radio Moray Dive Lights. Once again, Gomez Hilton, use the coupon code moraydivelights.com. Buy one, get one free.
Big letters.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter if it's bigger or not, I don't think, on the caps, but just Gomez Hilton.
That's what she said.
She was lying.
But it's going to be good.
I know that she is a liar.
We just got to know where to go.
The Hilton Hotel Corporation is going to call you and say, what is this all about?
No, this isn't a Hilton. This is the Gomez Hilton. It's a totally different chain.
Gomez Hilton.
He can't help that his last name's the same as theirs.
That's right. You know, it's
that's not my name. That's the other character lives here.
Yeah.
He's friends with the drunken sailor.
Yeah.
It's like David Banner and the Hulk.
That's true. And
Jekyll
so
and Mr.
Walt
Hyde
turns into Gomez. You know, after a certain type of libation or a certain number of them.
And then possibly Julio.
It's a number.
Well, Julio's
I think you
a whole
all,
other thing.
Yeah. You all need to review your lobster catching books from Captain Chiefy.
Why?
I don't have a book.
Just because you haven't done it in a year.
So we're just going to wing it.
No, we're going to talk to him, actually. I think we're going to get him on the show here in just a bit, because I don't like any of that reading stuff.
You don't like the reading, writing, ciphering?
You watch some videos, remember what it's like. Remember, all you have to do is be calm. If you're calm, you could come right up to them. They won't run off. It's only when you get excited and you start sticking that in the hole and they dig all the way to China and then you're looking at them.
What are you sticking in that hole?
A tickle stick. No comment.
His looper. His
Everybody's like, uh-oh.
Is it a big one or a little one?
Just stop it. Yeah.
Stop it, Jerry.
You know, here's the thing. You can lobster with us, Barry, virtually. When you listen to the show,
what's going to happen?
How we limit out 12 lobsters per diver per day on the radio. That's what we're going
to
do.
Barry, here's what you do. Just order that Publix to go. Order your tails.
Okay. Order some tail. You can do that too. We're coming up. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Do you have a message or a product that you'd like to share with the diving world? Well, look no further than Scuba Radio. Just like you, thousands of diving enthusiasts are hearing this message. And we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to scubaradio.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Immerse yourself in a whole new world when you go deep sea diving.
Oh, I've got the perfect outfit. This is great.
No one can find us under the water.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. They might find us. I don't know. That might have been the lobster singing to us.
If they follow the dive lights, they will.
That's right. The moray dive lights that we're going to be shaking. They have noisemakers in them. And we're going to catch the eyes of the
promo code Gomez Hilton.
There you go.
Act now.
All right. Hey, look, we got to find out where the lobsters are going to be during mini season this week. So I've got Chiefy on the line. Jim Mathey is with us on Scuba Radio. Jim, how you doing, buddy? What's going on?
Hey, I'm doing great. I can't wait.
Yes, it's been too long. We've all been cooped up way too much over the last few months, especially because of this coronavirus. So I'd imagine that applies to you a little bit too, right?
Yeah, we've actually been getting out, you know, because really the crew's been pretty tight. I have a my chiefy crew is pretty tight. So, you know, we don't kiss and hug, but being out on a boat and underwater is a good place to be, you know, to avoid anything. So we've actually been getting out, doing some spearfishing and yeah. We've been checking out the lobster population.
Well, there you go. And he has his own boat and his own crew. Yeah. So he can go out all the time, stay socially distanced. Chiefy.net, by the way, is a website you can go to and check out what's up with those guys. And you can order the books right there, too, on how to catch a lobster, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Catching the Bug, second edition now.
Okay.
But yeah, we're based out of Deerfield Beach, which is north of Fort Lauderdale. And I can go either the Hillsborough Inlet or the Boca Inlet. And it kind of gives me from Fort Lauderdale all the way on up to, say, Delray.
Right.
It's sort of our main thing. But then we jump in on other guys' boats all the time, too. So, you know, we'll go down into almost into Miami sometimes.
Yeah.
Or going up into Jupiter and
right outside of the Gomez Hilton, you've been many times, I believe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I have. Yes.
So let's get to it here, Chiefy, because obviously the reason I'm calling is because I want to know where to go this week. And I know you are.
Go to hell.
Hey, no, that's not appropriate. And you know.
No, I like Greg.
Yeah,
good.
See?
He's a good guy.
Right.
I don't know who said that. Stop it, you guys.
You don't know him.
I paid him.
Guys, stop that.
Yeah. But regardless, do you have any – I mean, you can't give us the specific spots. I'll shake you down once we get down to South Florida.
I hear you. I'm going to hook you up. But here's where I think we are. Okay. This past week – we didn't really do much of anything because we had this tropical wave come through.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, when I said tropical, you know what that means, don't you? That's a good thing for bringing the lobster in.
Aha. So they might be coming in from the deep water to the shallower water.
There we go.
Right into our catch bags.
You never know. That's kind of where I would start.
Yeah. Okay.
A couple weeks ago, we've been doing some lionfish stuff, and for us, the lionfish has been pretty much out in the deeper stuff, that 85, 75, even 100 foot.
Yeah.
That's been really good. And we've been noticing lobster out there, but that was a couple, 3 weeks ago, and they will cluster together. That's the key, Greg. When you start to see them cluster together, you look in a hole, and there's four, five, six. Oh, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's kind of – this has been a good week for the lobster to kind of get pushed in.
Yeah.
Bad for the lobster, good for us, because the weather is going to really get nice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Okay. The forecast of mini season, Wednesday, Thursday, is looking okay. So I would really, you know, focus on the shallower reefs.
Okay. I love the sound of that. Now, what about other tips? You know, Barry the Bugger has said this to me before, that he believes that there's some, I don't know, what synergistic relationships between lionfish and lobster. Barry, you've felt this as possible. You said you look for lionfish hovering above a coral head, and you might see lobster there. There's a good chance you've said that.
Usually, if you see gray triggerfish, you'll see some lobsters in that area, too.
Okay, or gray triggerfish. Have you seen that, too, Chiefy? Do you think there might be some correlation there?
Absolutely. The lionfish and the lobster really like the same habitat.
Okay.
So that's a big key for finding the lobster. People always say, you know, because my book is broken down into find the lobster, catch the lobster, eat the lobster.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first you got to find them.
Right.
And people will go, where the heck are they? And, you know, I'd be on a reef and they'd be 20, 30 feet away from me, but I was finding them because I knew what to look for.
Yeah.
And really that's what you're looking for. You're looking for active parts of the reef. And the little fish, which the lionfish like, and the lobster like too, absolutely in the same place. So that's a caution. If you see lobster, be careful, because them lionfish are there somewhere as well.
Wow.
So it goes both ways. So be careful. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Chiefy, I got to tell you, at the beginning of the show, I got some new information that lobster blood might be used as a treatment for coronavirus. Is that going to make you second guess you're going after them this week, or would you care less?
No, I could care less, but that's a good thing, don't you think?
It's a good thing.
Nobody cares.
I think that's just lobster propaganda. They put it out there so us hunters would kind of pull back, but we have no soul when it comes to catching lobster.
We're still recreational divers. That's the beauty of the season. It's good stuff. Right?
Exactly. It's all fun. That's what it is. It's not even about catching them or eating them. It's just about the whole activity, the diving enjoyment aspect of it. Yep. Yeah, the enjoyment. Yep. Chiefy.net. Go there. Check out his website. Connect with Chiefy. Learn how to catch them. Find them, catching them, and eat them. He's got a book on it, the whole thing. Good stuff, Chiefy. Exactly. See you this week, buddy.
All right, we will.
There you go. All right, we got hour two on deck. We're going to check in with our friends from Shearwater Research. They got a new dive computer that's pretty cool. You're going to want to hear all about it. That's coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.